Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago there, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We have a poll question. We want to know what you think right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our new friend, Mike Rosman, who's president of Bofly, BOEFLY.com. That's a website that an organization that uses their website, uses technology, uses the internet to match up small business prospective borrowers with financial prospective lenders. And they do that through their website, so check it out there. You know, Mike, one of the things that I've been doing the last, well, really for years, but the last couple of years, a lot of politicians have said banks have got to start lending to small businesses. But the irony is, small businesses have been reporting that they don't need loans. They don't want loans. So banks may be, and the bankers I talk to say, we got money to lend, but small businesses aren't coming in to borrow money from us. The NFIB report recently showed that like 93% of small businesses have all the credit needs met. So what are you experiencing out there? What were you seeing out there?
You know, we absolutely, and you know this, I think the survey data from NFIB is compelling information that needs to be analyzed we need to take a deep dive in and understand the issues, but every business is always looking for capital, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not news to us. The question is, well, you know, who's involved in the survey, and let's look at it from a specific business story. We have borrowers turn to us every day looking for financing. And in fact, one poll that we recently took an analysis of was put out by the International Franchise Association, the IFA, and they represent more than 1,000 franchise systems,
mm-hmm.
and the underlying franchisees, the independent owners, which are really nothing more than small businesses.
Right.
And those small business owners, the franchisees, reported that 60% of them polled reported that they're moderately or significantly impacted by the credit conditions. And then on the franchisor side, these are the folks who are out there selling the franchise,
mm-hmm.
Franchise units and very focused on development and growth. 84% of the franchisors, these are the McDonald's, the Burger Kings, 84% of the franchisors reported significant or moderate impact from financing issues. So, you know, from our view, we see an enormous impact out there in the credit markets. And you know, frankly, the issue is not just related to the credit crisis. Overall, when a small business, even at the height of when banks were anxious to make loans, it's still an enormously frustrating process for
right.
a business to go out there and seek financing.
That's
so it's
right.
both the short-term impact of the crisis, how do you efficiently connect, but also just in a normal credit environment, it's if the NFIB did a poll and said, is it frustrating to get financing, just the process itself, I think the majority
Well, because we're the owner who's also holding the business together, making sure payroll gets made on Friday, is the one who has to pull all this extra work together and make the loans, at least in the early days when you're building a relationship. But, you know, then you throw in on top of that the fact that a lot of small businesses are saying, you know what, I don't have confidence in the economy yet right now.
Right.
And so that's another factor there. But let's talk to me about the franchisee situation. We've been covering that quite a bit on the show, and it would seem to me that a lot of people would be more likely to buy a franchise these days if they could get access to financing.
That's right. And so this, Steve Caldera, who's the CEO of the International Franchise Association, has really recognized that this is a critical issue for his members and what I think will be his future members, these franchisees. They did an analysis, and they found that there's a $2 billion lending gap missing the full demand in the market, and that actually translates to about 80,000 jobs by their
wow.
analysis. And so they put on a summit just last month, and it was a great event. They had Senator Landrieu, who's responsible for the committee overseeing the SBA. They had Administrator Mills from the SBA and representatives from the White House, and then leading banks, the ICBA, National Association of Government
right.
Guaranteed Lenders, all came together highlighting this issue. And I think there was consensus that the market together, both the borrowing community, the franchise,
Well, but then you got to realize, you know, you got to remember the things that you deal with every day, and that's the regulators. And banks don't run their businesses as much as regulators run them, it seems like, in many cases. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. And if you sit down with a banker and you allow them to speak freely, one of the things that they say is, look, from a profitability standpoint, we need to lend this money.
Mm-hmm.
It does no good sitting on our balance sheet buying Fed funds products.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ultimately they're all looking over their shoulder trying to understand what the next regulatory visit is going to say, whether they're going to go ahead and classify certain loans as being impaired. And certainly the drop in collateral values has been a huge impact. Although at that summit, we did hear from regulators. As a matter of fact, the man that's replacing Sheila Baird came and spoke, who's on the board of governors of the FDIC, and he spoke very clearly that they are in tune with what's going on. And although there's been a recognition that there has been a need for tight regulatory oversight, there's also a recognition that they want to get money moving.
Right. Yeah, they've got to do that, and we've got to start. It'll start opening up as the economy picks up a little bit. And I mean, it's just a long process right now, Mike. Hey, Mike, give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's bofly.com, BOEFrankLY.com, and we'd love to connect with your listeners.
And they connect small business owners who want to borrow money with banks, financial organizations that want to loan money. It's like dating for small business and banks, right? So check it out at bofly.com, BOEFLY.com. Thanks, Mike, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.